Red Eye. Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
A podcast
with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And what is good, everybody? We are back on the podcast, the Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I'm your host, Erratic Asthmatic, and I'm here with my co-host.
Red Eye, yo, what's up, everybody?
Hello. We are back once again on these audio files. These MP screets, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, we hope everybody's been well. It's been has it been a month, actually? It has been a month since our last
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
You took a break.
Yeah, a break. Much needed break. Stuff's been happening. Things have been going on. Needed to recalibrate. Send some focus over to some other real life situations, happening circumstances.
Yeah, for some of us it wasn't that fun because got sick and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. It do be happening.
Literally had to recalibrate the whole body.
Had to recalibrate the entire body, yeah. Yeah. Reposition yourself mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a time. I myself started a new job position, which has been, I just finished my third week, and that's, boy, the amount of information that's been flowing through my brain is insane. I have been full sponge mode.
You're fully informed at the moment.
Hell no, I haven't even scratched the surface, apparently. Like a lot of everybody at this new job, they're just like, oh, you'll get used to it after like 6 months. And I'm like, 6 months?
6 months.
That's like most of my contract. The fuck? 6 months.
That's your grace period. I
was like, yeah, what? Right. my probation. Oh, the fuck, 6 months.
6 months. So how are you performing? It's like,
I don't know.
I just scratched the surface.
Yeah. How am I performing? How am I performing? Get the fuck out of here with these questions.
I didn't get the access codes to the vault yet, so I don't know.
Yeah. Clearly not well enough. I don't know the secrets. But it's been, you know, fine, I guess. Like, every new job is really hectic. You know, mine's pretty hectic. I am a team lead at the moment, and the person that I'm managing, so to speak, at the moment, even though I'm not really, like, a manager yet. I'm still getting used to the ropes.
Yeah.
Now she's going on holiday, so now I'm going to be handling cases, too. And I'm like, oh, shit. Do I know enough? Oh, fuck. what system do I go into for this information? I don't know.
You get this big ass binder.
Big ass binder, yeah.
Just like,
well, it's more like a big ass SharePoint file folder.
File.
Like,
with a bunch.
Where
is that part?
Exactly. And we have like seven different systems and shit. And I'm like, oh God, which system? Because some systems like offer you the same information, but there's like certain information, you know, like changing addresses can only happen in one system, even though like you have the information in other systems. And so I gotta remember, like, wait, which system do I actually fucking go into for this shit? Yeah.
I don't understand a lot of companies do that. There's no like centralized system, like one centralized system. They always use like multiple
70,000 different and then you got to create your own username and password for each one, and they're like,
and not everybody
make sure
uses
your passwords
the same
are the same.
Yeah, yeah, not everybody uses the same one, and then they complain. It's like, I'm not on that one. Why you got to put it on that?
Yeah,
on that
exactly.
One?
I'm like, well, if we had just one, I wouldn't have to worry about it. Yeah. It is kind of, I don't know. It is sort of like a positive perspective position, though, because I also get to travel and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's for like an event company, so like I get to go on site to the events and do all that shit.
Eat some breadsticks.
Eat some breadsticks. You know it. And they're also even like, they've already ordered me a company credit card, and I'm like, you don't even know me yet. You just met me. This is a horrible idea.
You didn't even tell me what the limit is.
Exactly. You didn't even tell me what I could use it for. You're just like, this application.
It's like, this is for you. I was like, for me? For me? For my usage?
So, you know.
What do I get to buy? Lunch?
What do I get to buy? Lunch? Yeah, not even that sometimes. But, you know, so budget for the podcast is about to skyrocket, you know? So, about to claim it as networking.
Networking. Get a new sponsor.
Get a new sponsor. Who's the sponsor? My credit card. So the sponsor is.
Sponsored by my credit card.
Exactly. Man, but yeah, it's been a ride so far, and it doesn't look like it's gonna slow down anytime soon. But that is what a new job is.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Most often, that's how it is.
Most often, yeah. Unless you just get fired the day that you start.
Yeah.
You think that's worse, like, though?
The tragic story of the year is just.
Yeah. Go through all these application processes.
I think I read somewhere as well, like, some people literally get fired on the first day of their job, and you're just like, God damn, what did you do?
Yeah, what happened here? Like,
yeah. But then it's often where the the senior or the manager just decides to flip out and has like a bad day.
Yeah.
And takes it out on the new person.
Started on the wrong day.
Yeah. It's like, you, yeah, out of my office.
Yeah.
Out of this office. Yeah. Get the step.
Get the step. That's strike three. You're out. What was strike one and two? Like,
I just started.
Yeah, it's 9:04 a.m.
What the hell?
Yeah, I've already. Luckily, I don't know. It seems like the people at my office are very overwhelmed. In terms of, like, they were looking for a replacement, right? So, like, somebody left, they were looking for me, and in the meantime, other people doing different jobs had to take on the role that I now fill in. And so, like, I'm starting to fill that role. I made a template in Excel today for, right, like, a user acceptance testing thing. And the template was already even made for me. Like, it was just sent in an Outlook email, and they're like, I want it to look something like this. And I just copied and pasted it into Excel, and then I, like, you know, widened the columns and, like, moved a couple things around. I didn't even do anything. And then, like, I we went into a meeting, like, 10 minutes later, and they're like, oh my God, I love you. This is amazing. And I'm just like, this is the same shit you sent. Like, what the fuck you
it's
mean?
It's like, I just double-clicked on the thing to make it wider.
I literally like, double clicked, control X, control V somewhere, you know? I didn't even do nothing yet. What do you mean you love me? My manager was in the meeting. She was like, HR?
HR's on sick leave.
HR's on sick leave. Funnily enough, I think she is, actually. But yeah. But it's going. It's progressing.
It's working out.
I had my first office drinks yesterday, actually. Because everybody likes to work from home for Fridays. This company has, like, a no meetings Friday type of policy that was made by the CEO. So, like, nobody argues it. They're just like, oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No meetings Friday, said by the CEO. Yeah, well, hell
sounds
yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Good to me, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't prevent people from having meetings on Friday. It's just like...
Yeah, they still call you.
They still you know, I had a meeting today, which is Friday, by the way, at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, motherfuckers. You tell me this policy and then you don't follow it? Mm-mm. But yeah, people like to stay home, so office drinks are usually on Thursday. Mm. And so I went out yesterday. I got to meet some people. And I started speaking to this one guy, and he's like, do you play Fortnite? Do you play Rocket League? And I'm just like, neither of those games, but I know of them.
Yeah. Sure.
And he's like, yeah, man, I don't play like I used to. You know, I'm 36 now. And I'm like, you look 24. I don't see how he's he really does. He looks very young for his age. But then, yeah, we started talking. We went on like a good hour discussion about the games that we play. And like, neither of us play the same games, but like, he was talking about his games. I was talking about my games. It was a good chat. You know, I made a friend in the office.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a fairly quick recap of my recent days. Finished my third week of work today. We're already moving offices too. One of the things about this place is that it was so close to my house. It's 2 metro stops away, and now we're moving to like 7 metro stops away, which is not bad either, but like I was right here. I was right here.
I could wake up a bit later.
I could wake up a bit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now I gotta work from home for 3 months, or not 3 months, 3 weeks. While they
move everything. Yeah,
exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Imagine 3 months. Work from
3 months. It's like,
you've been in office 3 weeks doing? Now. Bye. 3 months. Yeah.
It's like, are they repurposing the whole building?
They're carrying everything one by one.
Just one by one. Yeah. They put the desk first and they're like, let's see the aesthetics.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it fit?
Paint the walls. Paint
but
the
just
walls
one desk? Yeah.
Just one desk. Yeah.
Does it fit? You gotta bring all the desks.
But what if the desk is not aesthetic? We don't want to bring all the desks and it ends up not fitting the profile. You know what I mean?
That means you need to change the wallpaper once we change the wallpaper.
Okay, well, let's try these desks and then try a different wallpaper. And then we switch the desk, go back to the original wallpaper, right? All right. Mm-hmm. And then we try like another new wallpaper after that. And then we go back to the original desk, and then we decide to just go with what we started with anyway.
But what about the chairs?
Oh, see, the chairs are going to be entirely new regardless. Fuck those old chairs, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
None of them squeaked or anything. They were like perfectly well conditioned, but you know, that's what we're going to spend our money on.
All right.
Just new chairs, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, normal office sense. Things. Normal office expenses, yeah.
Yeah.
This new office has showers too. I'm like, who the fuck?
Maybe there's a gym. Maybe there's a gym nearby.
There is a gym. Yeah, there is a gym also in the building even.
Yeah, so.
But like there's showers in the gym too. And then there's like separate showers in the office building.
Yeah, but you'd rather take a shower than outside the gym.
Would you? I don't know.
I never took a shower in the gym.
Yeah, exactly. I've always just come back and then showered after.
Yeah, exactly. So you come back and you shower on the floor.
But when I'm home, not like in an office building.
Yeah, stanking up the place.
Exactly, yeah.
Taking off your shoes. Like, oh shit.
Oh shit, who's that?
Brought cheese for lunch.
I thought we told you it's not allowed to microwave fish. Nobody's used the microwave today. What the hell you mean nobody's used the microwave today? It smells like straight tuna fish.
It's so annoying when people use the microwave and they put fish dishes in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I like eating fish, but microwaved fish?
Yeah.
It's so nasty. Like the smell of it.
I mean, I don't know that. It's never really bothered me that much. Like I've always loved seafood. Even in my vegan status, I'm still like, I like the smell of fish. And it's never really bothered me whenever somebody's microwave fish in a, like I do get that it can be a very strong scent. And it's not exactly what you would want in a work environment.
Yeah.
I understand that completely. But I don't know. It's never really bothered me personally.
And you got problems, man.
Yeah. That's at least of my problems, I think.
It's at least 3 problems. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like indicative of other problems, but could be.
No, it's just one of the problems. It's
just one of the problems.
It's not related to any other problems.
Not related. It's not like a cause.
There's no cause and effect. It's just that one standalone thing.
Just that one standalone thing.
People can't figure it out. They're like, we don't get it.
Doctors are like, this is a marvel. Are you willing to sacrifice yourself for a frontal lobotomy? We need to study your brain.
Yeah, and then they show you just paintings. You know, the paintings. It's like, what do you see?
Fish.
It's like a fish.
Yeah. What about this one? Salmon. Specifically.
And
salmon.
This one?
Okay, what about this? Yeah. Generic white fish. I don't know.
A starfish.
Starfish. It's just a circle. It's not even a star.
So, wait, what?
Wait, what? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's been crazy. Been a lot of information. My brain has been in sponge mode for the past 3 weeks. Full on SpongeBob. But I'll get there. Eventually.
In 6 months.
In 6 months, I guess. At the end of my contract, I'll learn everything. And they're like, all right, bye. Not renewing.
That was it.
That was it, yeah. Right. God damn. Oh, yeah. So that recaps me. What have you been up to, Red Eye?
You know, man. Just living.
Living lavish.
No, not really.
No.
Like as soon as we stopped, I got so sad.
Miss me?
Yeah. I was like,
we're back.
Erratic left me.
Yeah, I'm home. Bad,
now all alone from this microphone.
Ain't got no co-host.
I was talking to myself. Tried to record stuff on myself. I was laughing. And then you realize you're talking to yourself.
You bring up the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
You see that remaining time strike up. You're just like, ain't nobody here to remind me.
No.
That we ain't got no more time left. Except you, Zoom. You're the only one's got my back.
Just me and you, Zoom.
Just zooming.
No, I haven't been doing much. As I said earlier, I was sick for a while.
Yeah, you mentioned that you had a real bad fever.
I had a really bad fever one night, man. It was like it came out of nowhere as well. Like I was just sitting. I was watching something. Then I had like these spicy chips. I started eating those. And then all of a sudden while I was eating that, I just started feeling like this cold. Because when feverish, there's like a cold air around you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like,
start like cold sweating.
Yeah, but then I was like, maybe it's the weather too, because the weather wasn't even that great.
Yeah.
Like it's not great now either. So it's like,
yeah.
We're not having a great summer.
Yeah. Guys. Oh my God. We had like one week of summer and now it's
It's gone.
Jesus. Right?
It's basically rainy season.
Yeah.
It's nothing. And then I was like, yeah, I put my hoodie on, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just
warm.
Like, yeah, trying to keep warm. And I was like, just going to go to sleep. And you know, when you have like a fever, I don't know if you have this, but when I have like a crazy fever for the first night,
yeah,
I have like craziest dream,
like, yeah, fever dreams, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, like yeah, a nightmarish feverish dream,
yeah,
where you can't get out, and as many times as you wake up just to trying to wash it away,
you just go right back into the same dream.
Yeah, you go straight back into the same dream. So I was kind of in this dream. I just remember I was in this dream like where it was like a maze, you know, but I was stuck in this maze. You know, like cubicles and cubicles and cubicles.
Yeah.
You know, of. And it just felt like I couldn't sleep. I don't know what's going on. I was like, then, you know, you get cold sweats, mm-hmm. whatever. So, and then all of a sudden I was just like, fuck it. I just like took the blanket the off.
Oh, okay.
Took the blanket off, took my t-shirt off, and I just slept on top of the blanket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just passed out like that. And then my body started to like cool down.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started sleeping, and then I was like, that's crazy. And then I woke up in the morning, I was still feeling a bit feverish, but not that bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, god damn, that dream is so fucking weird. It's like, somehow I got out of it once I took off my clothes and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what instinct came over me, because the thing is, like, I kept waking up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, ah, how do I get out of this bullshit?
Yeah.
You know? Then I twist and turn. I do this and that. Yeah. Drinking a bunch of water. All this other stuff I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's like, it's not working. Nothing's working. And then you're just like, fuck it, let me try this one thing and let me not move.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, any position I was trying to sleep in, I was not comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I know that feeling very well. Yeah.
Worst.
Mm-hmm.
The worst feeling.
I remember, like, actually, I was like fucking 8 or 9 years old. And then I said that to my dad once. I'm just like, dad, hey, you ever get that when you like, you just like, you can't get comfortable no matter what position you're laying in? Like, you can't sleep comfortably?
Yeah.
And his response to me was like, yep, and it gets worse when you're older.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, thanks, dad. Very, very nice information to have.
He is right. Like,
yeah, he was right. I mean, like, yeah. Did not lie to me. Honest father.
Yeah. Because even now to this day, sometimes I'm just like, my legs is like here, my arm is here, my hand is under the pillow.
Yeah, I do the
and
same thing.
I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's a
like
spot.
Like T-Rex arm it, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, don't move. This is the spot.
Yeah, this is the spot. You're all contorted.
And then, and then all of a sudden, damn it, I need to pee.
that's how it goes every time.
Yeah.
Especially when you're sick, and because you have to be drinking a lot of water, you're like,
you need a lot of fluids. Yeah,
you need a lot of fluids. Yeah, so you're peeing a lot. Like, you gotta. You don't have, you know, other options.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does suck. Like especially with this weather. Like, this is not good for, like, feeling sick and shit. Like, especially like the warmer, wet. The warmer rains, I think it's even worse, because like, especially with things like, I don't know, was it COVID? Doesn't COVID like spike sometime in the heat?
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So there's like some sicknesses that like perform
diseases
better.
Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perform better in the.
They spread faster.
Yeah, spread faster. And if it's like wet, it's just does all that.
Well, they said in New York they're expecting
a
surge in COVID.
A surge in COVID, yeah. Hey, at least we're not in a pandemic anymore, right?
Oh.
We're
in an endemic.
Endemic, yeah. I don't know, didn't they actually announce that the pandemic, like, it's no longer considered a pandemic?
It's no longer considered a pandemic, but it's still considered fatal.
Oh, yeah, of course. COVID's still a pandemic. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting any results. Like, I'm getting shit from May 2023. Nothing this month. But yeah, like, from May 2023, who still considers it a pandemic? Oh, but it's no longer a public health emergency of international concern.
Oh, WHO, okay, yeah.
Yeah, WHO, who, yeah.
Who?
Yeah, who? Who's out here saying it's still a pandemic?
So it's still a pandemic, but it's...
At least that's what it... Yeah, from May. I'm not seeing anything from this month. Yeah.
I don't think they updated it since then.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so.
No.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's still a pandemic, but it's the end of the public health emergency. That's what it is. Okay, well, there you go. We're still in it.
We're still in it.
Yeah, but yeah, the raining during the summer has just been absolutely not nice. Not a good summer we're having.
No.
I was going to my office this week, like almost every day, except today actually. And every single morning it was raining. Every single morning.
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday it was raining every single morning. So I brought my umbrella, of course, what I thought was going to be every day. And then on Tuesday I forgot it in the office. So on Wednesday I had to come back. And then Wednesday morning, it was raining harder than Monday and Tuesday. So I'm like, why'd I forget it today? What? So I had to be running like with my hoodie up, you know, my hands like holding my hoodie because it's like windy too.
Yeah, so my hoodie would fly off.
Yeah, exactly. Backpack gets soaked. My laptop's in there. I'm just like, oh, fuck, this is going to be bad. But everything still works, thankfully.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
That's what's been happening, yeah. Shit, aren't we supposed to, though, get another week of fairly decent weather?
You wish.
You wish, yeah.
No, apparently, like, next week is supposed to be better, but I don't trust anything this forecast.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. We'll see what happens when it happens.
Yeah, exactly. Because on the day when you wake up, you're just like, it's like cloudy as hell, you know? And then you see on the forecast, it's like, oh, mostly sunny. You're just like, where is the mostly sunny?
Yeah, where's the where's the sun?
Yeah.
It's in other countries. It's mostly sunny in other countries.
Mostly sunny.
It's mostly sunny in general. Not here, but in general.
And it's weird, like, how other countries are having heat waves and everything. And you're just like, and we out here just being like, I think we only had that 1 week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that 1 week it was like 30, 32.
Yeah.
And it was just raining.
Times.
Summer plans be not as much. I have to go to a birthday party tonight, actually, though. This person was trying to get us to go zorbing. You know, when you like put a gigantic inflated ball around your body and then you like play soccer, so you like bump into each other but then you bounce off each other.
Yeah, those things. Yeah,
but she couldn't find a place. She went to like three different places and they were just, and then like two of them were just didn't answer her, like never responded, never picked up her calls, never answered emails, anything like that. And then one of them was like, okay, you need a certain amount of people, but she doesn't have that many people that
so you guys
accepted
are not gonna...
her invitation. Yeah, so we're not doing that. We're just like going to a bar,
just go play pool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we do that usually anyway, though. Like she's the person that I go play pool with.
Mm.
So it's like, it's not really like a birthday thing for her. She's like, we do this all the time. Let me do something different.
Let's try something else.
Exactly. But now that's shaping up to be just like a bar. But I don't know. Yeah, that's not something we usually do, though. Like we go out, we play pool, and then we come back.
Yeah. For a few hours.
Yeah. Go out, just chill with some pints and some sticks and balls and fries. You know how it goes.
Yeah, man.
You know the vibe.
I know them vibes.
Them happenings.
Yeah.
We still need to go play pool.
I was thinking tomorrow to get some vegan pizza burger. Vegan pizza.
Oh, shit. It's been a while since vegan pizza bar was a thing for me.
Yeah, because for some reason I've been craving the pizza we had.
Yeah, the salami pizza.
The salami pizza.
Well, the quote unquote salami pizza.
Yeah, but I was just like, I should get it.
Go ahead, yeah. Go get it.
But then I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
I hate but that. I hate that. I hate when I'm like, yeah, good.
By the time you want to eat, it's a bit too late to order.
Exactly.
That's
exactly what I was about to say. Like, by the you think like in the morning, oh, okay, so tonight I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that. Yeah. I'm going to go to the store. I need this. You know, I'm going to order some food from this place. And then you completely forget absolutely everything. And then by the time you think about, oh, everything's closed. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, no, for me, it's not just closed, but it's also like, oh, delivery time is going to take this. And
yeah, by the time you get it and by the time you eat it, like, it's already cutting into your sleep.
Yeah, I could have already had something else.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man. So, tomorrow I'll try to remember to get in.
Tomorrow, yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for, before I order food again, I'm waiting for my paycheck to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been without a job much too long. I'm a broke bitch.
Hell yeah.
even with borrowing money, like, I have borrowed money from people in order to pay rent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm still broke. I need to get paid. Luckily, I have very generous and benevolent friends.
I wonder who they are.
I wonder. But yeah, I mean, you're not the only one, actually. I had to borrow money from a couple people.
Yeah, I had to borrow from someone just to give to you.
That shit, really?
I'm just joking.
Imagine.
He's like, I got you, bro. Hey.
Yeah. Oh man, I can.
Remember that shit you owe me.
Yeah. You can also imagine. Yeah, I got you, man. Hey, mom.
Scream out the window. Hey. I know you're awake. I see your light up.
Yeah. I'm gonna need to take out a loan.
If you have that much money to put your light on the daylight.
We have enough money to get your light on in the daylight. Yeah. Man, that's so true. Hey, who the fuck is having their light on in the daylight?
Most of the time I'm in the office or like in this spaces, and I was like, why are the lights on?
Yeah.
There's plenty of sunlight, like natural light outside. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and they still go like, turn the light. I can't see. I was like, yeah, damn.
What, can't see what? You're looking at a screen. Turn your brightness up. You can't see.
Actually, you should turn it low if it's dark for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can't see, then probably turn it up. Like,
and then close your eyes.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Take a nap.
Take a nap, exactly. Man. Yeah, it's been crazy. Lots of happenings.
Mm.
But yeah, life is continuing. Keeps on going,
but we're back after our break.
We have returned somewhat refreshed, somewhat recalibrated. We'll see.
One of us is.
One of us. Well, yeah, I'm not even calibrated. I guess it's not even an accurate term. Not even refreshed, but but we back anyway. But yeah. So guys, tell us how your month has been.
Yeah.
What have you been doing this last bit of July, this beginning of August? How's your summer been where you are? Has it been raining? Has it been an actual summer? Have you been getting sunlight? Have you been getting rained on? Did you forget your umbrella somewhere?
Yeah.
Did you change occupation? Did you get sick?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Let us know.
Anything could have happened.
Like, share, comment.
Subscribe. And,
yeah, and we will talk to you guys next time. Mm-hmm. Peace.
See you.